Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Nigga, Dion in the studio with T-Pain.
Whoa, what the hell?
Dion. What kind of mood you in, Dion?
Hey, when I called Dion to just invite him in, he's like, yeah, what's up? I was like,
what's who sexy voice is that you just called?
Hey, I'm sorry, y'all. I called me in the mood. You can't just call me on the... on the fly like this, you know.
Hey, Dion's trying to come through with personality, so he's harder to draw.
Come on, man. Let it die.
Never.
Let it die.
I think somebody was you for Halloween.
People are just going to be purple, Dion. They're just going to use purple now.
My kid drew me the other day.
And I said, oh, that's special.
That's a good one.
That's special. This has to stop.
That's special.
You should frame all of them in a collage.
That was so funny, man.
Yo, I legit be forgetting what we talk about. So, like, when I'm on the treadmill in the morning, I'll sometimes rewatch the show, and that shit had me in tears. I was done. I was showing people, like, look at this man.
Hey, the silver lining is we're gonna make Dion an upstanding citizen because he can never commit a crime now. Like, people on the scene could be like, no, I got it. It was this guy.
No, I got it.
Everybody draw the same picture, they'd be like, oh, well, it obviously has this be this guy. Usually when this testimony be sketchy at best, but like everybody draws the same picture.
There's like a flip book of him doing the whole crime. It's like
all right, this has to stop. Hey man, what about Mike Brown? What about Von Miller?
You trying to change the subject? That's hilarious.
Hey, it's, man, Kanye crazy out here. Kanye is acting a fool. Let's talk about him.
It's never going to work, D.I. You just got to let it slowly phase out. Everybody has one joke that lands better than the rest of them, and that shit sticks around for you. Nigga, people still talking about me eating a napkin with the Jack in the Box ranch, and that was 5 years ago?
Wow. Inappropriate.
Did y'all see Diddy as the Joker? That was great.
That was incredible. Hey, man.
I loved it.
He even had the white man's neck. You know, it was white man's neck then faded to the makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was having too much fun.
He got into it with that actor from Power because the dude didn't know that he was Diddy evidently.
Oh, he didn't know that was Diddy?
They had a little altercation.
Yeah, he didn't know it was Diddy at first.
Hey, Diddy didn't break Joker character though.
He did it. That laugh.
It was like, oh shit.
Where was this nigga? Because he kept seeing famous people.
He was out in LA. That was LA.
Yeah, he saw Tyler Creator and shit. Like, what is this nigga doing?
But the problem is he was the Heath Ledger Joker, but acting like the Jack Nicholson character.
No, he wasn't.
Because the Heath Ledger Joker was really calm and laughed when he did the punchline. The Jack Nicholson was really big, like, doing all that stuff.
I get what you're saying.
Let me draw this nigga right now.
Come on, man.
I get what you're saying, but he was still trying to channel the Heath Ledger one. He was just trying to pull the biggest moments from the Heath Ledger one.
Absolutely. Yeah.
By far, that Heath Ledger one was the best Joker ever. There will never be a better Joker than him, I think.
Yes. I agree, but I do love that last Joker, the Joker Rocky movie Phoenix? Joker.
Yeah, you know, Jared Leto.
He was cool.
I don't hate Leto, but I do like Joaquin.
You like Jared Leto? You like this? Goofy
I said I didn't
shit, right?
mind Jared.
I didn't. I didn't mind him. He didn't bother me. Like yeah, ever, he didn't bother him, me. I was like, he was a modern Joker. It was like
he was forgettable. There was nothing memorable about Jared Leto as
the Joker. It wasn't about him. He was like a D character.
Yeah, he never got to do anything.
I just didn't like Joaquin Phoenix being like this failed comedian. Like, I was just like, really? We got to go there? He got to be
I don't know, bro.
Everybody else has been like a Joker. Like, they're just naturally like.
Hey, he was trash, though.
But he was like, I am a comic. Like, I am a comedian.
Lulu, you know them niggas, though. I ain't going to hold you. If I bomb, I kind of feel like that. I'll shoot everybody in this bitch. Oh, I'm not funny, huh?
I just think it's real for me. Because I, like you said, BT, I know a lot of dudes like that. So I was like, this ain't funny, man. Yeah. This is life. This is last week at the Laugh Factory.
Right, you be at the Laugh
Factory. Last week.
That it's always the nigga in the back and be watching you on the laugh like, why this nigga on the show? That ain't over the show.
who booked you for this? How you get this?
Man, he was wild in that one though. It was a good movie, but it didn't have replay value to me. I didn't go back and watch it again.
It was kind of sad. It was very
the one when he played, not the Heath Ledger, but the Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, I only saw that once, and I was like,
"Yeah, that's a lot of movie to take in, though. It's like psychologically, it was like,
But
you did it. You couldn't watch
Heath Ledger one. I watch over and
all the time. That's why I'm saying he's the best Joker. I watched that Batman for Heath Ledger. I don't watch for Batman. It was over. Fuck less about Batman. I
like it was a better movie overall too.
Yeah,
I mean, it had Batman in it.
It just had Batman.
I mean,
I think all movies when they have like a first one, second one. The second one's mostly about the villain. The first one is usually about the origin of the character or the protagonist, and the second is always like, let's talk about the villain more.
So, did y'all like Detective Batman, the last one?
Yes,
Detective Batman.
It was like the one where halfway through you're like, oh, this isn't a regular Batman movie. This is he's not really fighting like that.
What movie is this?
That's the Batman.
The Batman.
Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson.
That was great. Because that's who Batman is.
Batman.
Yeah, you have to look at it differently because halfway through I was like, what the hell is going on? He's getting beaten up by regular goons, and he's like pulling out a magnifying glass. And somebody had to be like, no, he's like new. He's like year two Batman. It's a detective movie. And I was like,
I knew he was like a new Batman, but I didn't know he was like new on the job Batman.
No, he was getting hands by like regular thugs, like thug number three.
Horrible. He was a horrible detective, man. Everything he guessed was wrong.
It was like really red, and he had like the mask off, and he had the hair was in his eyes, and he was like on the computer or something, looking for something very intently. And I was like,
only thing he was getting right were the riddles. Everything else he got wrong in that movie.
now, speaking of villains, I hated that Riddler. I was like, this Riddler.
Oh, yeah. I liked him.
I was actually the Riddler for Halloween. So
that Riddler.
No, I was a cross between Jim Carrey's Riddler and the original Riddler.
Yeah. Because the Riddler, he was laughing too much. I was like, Riddler don't be laughing at his own. Why is he giggling?
Riddler
so
just tells riddles. Riddles.
He just tells riddles. And he sits like this.
Yeah, but Riddler also is.
He's just a little funnier.
His outfit goofy as hell, though, low key. In the original. That question mark jumpsuit green screen thing.
Yeah. Mine was swaggy.
Yeah. Did you have a question mark and have a cane on it? The cane has a question mark on it.
I don't see nothing but thigh.
What the goddamn life?
It ain't gonna help.
You look like too much. You look like you work in the blackjack table.
Stop taking pictures on your break and get back to the table.
Nigga, you got mob bosses burning cigarettes on your thigh.
Mob bosses, Charlie.
I'm working the Mirage floors.
He was Harley Quinn before Joker turned her.
I was telling riddles all night too.
To today's first topic, and that's exactly what we're finna do. Shout out to Dion Lack for jumping in, and BT Kingsley as well. We got Lulu Gonzalez from the OG Squad, Pat Clown. I'm to hear more. We're gonna jump into this first topic right after this.
Now, word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. There were plenty of times over the last year where I was just stuck in bad problems and bad situations, and I did not know how to solve them. It could be extremely tough to train your brain to stay in problem-solving mode when faced with a challenge in life. That's where BetterHelp comes in. After these past few years, I had to do something. I had to try something to get my mental back on track. BetterHelp was that, and it was everything I expected and more. Therapy helped me slow down and process things a lot better. Also in a way to where I can benefit myself and benefit others. Being in therapy now, I definitely feel more like myself and way less stressed out over situations, way more confident in how to deal with things. There are different benefits to therapy, man. I'm talking about unloading your stress, emotional healing, helping with anxiety and depression. If you're thinking about giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, accessible, affordable, and entirely online. Get matched with a therapist after filling out a brief survey and switch therapists online at any moment in time you want to. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/squad today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/squad.
First topic of the day, would you rather have an 18-hour delayed flight versus lost luggage? Now, I will say this. Here's the caveat. The delayed flight is in a fun city, whether it's New Orleans, Vegas, Dubai, London, whatever it is, you got 18 hours in a fun city of your choosing versus lost luggage.
What time do we land?
You land at the top of the morning, so you got the whole day to capitalize on it.
I'm doing
that. And do you know it's going to be 18 hours? We're going to be like, we're still waiting. You're in the airport, and it lasts up until 18 hours.
Why would you not know? What kind of airline are you flying?
Because here's the thing, though. A lot of times, they like if it's delayed for, and we found this out the hard way, if it's delayed for inclement weather, they would just keep pushing it back. Yeah, every 15, 20, 30 minutes, they'll keep
looking for a window.
But if they get a window, they will take off, whether you're in the airport or not. They will leave.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta stay around.
I would just say, you know, they say it's a piece on a plane that they have to have. There are no other planes in the area that have this piece, so it has to be flown in, and 18 hours is as soon as it can get
I've there. Had both happen to me, and I would rather have the delay. I slept in the airport for 19 hours coming Why'd back you- from Japan. It was American Airlines. They were like, we're going to take an hour. It was a mechanical issue. And an hour turned into 2 hours, and it turned into 3 hours. And they was like, you know what? We're delayed till tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, fuck this. I'm asleep in the airport because like I don't want to miss the window.
Yeah.
And I'd be gone and they'd be like, we out. So
that happens, Joe.
And wait, I have a caveat. Hang on. Hear me out. So what if the delay, since the other one is your bag being lost, what if the delay is 18 hours in a fun city, but at some point, somebody's gonna try to take one of your bags. It could be fun, like New Orleans or New York, but you know, at some point, that somebody's gonna try to rob you for just one of your bags.
Yeah, they're watching you the whole time.
No, you could prevent it if some. That's why they tell you ahead of time.
You got to tussle though.
You have to, but you just know it's coming, so you can't really enjoy.
But wait! Why would you have your bag?
I'm cool.
Because if it's a delayed flight, you don't get your bags back. They still have your
It's on the plane.
We're talking about your carry-on. But it could be just like what you're carrying, or just like a robbery. Period.
Oh.
I got my carry-on. It's a book bag. I'm cool. I'm gonna run. I can outrun you. Don't worry.
But 18 hours, you can't really relax.
Oh, hey, and you can't. What's the name? there's the city that you're in, because it's so fun, there's no hotel rooms. So it's like, so you gotta you gotta rough it and figure it out.
Yeah.
But it's top of the morning.
Yeah, you're good.
I was about fine.
To have a layaway. It's not fun when you have to carry your bags everywhere. You have like a big ass suitcase. I know it's a carry-on, but if it's a big ass suitcase, and you got your laptop bag, you got your purse. You know,
you don't know how to do it correctly.
How many of y'all go to? How many of y'all aside from out of the country, have fun cities or cities you consider fun where you don't have people there? Couldn't you just call your people and be like, "Yo, come swoop me up so I can leave my bag in your car"?
Yes. Yeah. That's why I'm.
Why you shaking your head, Pat? You don't know people in cities?
Pat know people. Pat, if you sent out one tweet and be like, "Hey man, I'm out here. That's help."
Yeah. Hell no. Nah.
Listen, National Geographic will pull up to get Pat from the airport. They'd be like, "We love the video.
We love your video.
Have you checked out this marsupial?
Let's go to Wendy's." Just do normal shit.
No, I definitely can make a lot of excuses for fun in one city. If I get to pick the city, it's like, I haven't been here in a while. Let me kick it with said person. Like, I can make sense out of that. And I got a good excuse to not kick it with them too long because I got to, you know, I got to get back to the airport. So I got to get the fuck out of here. So I could be on full fuck shit. I like that.
You know what's worse is, what if you was only going for a weekend? So what if you were like, I'm going to Chicago for a weekend, I'm flying, give me this red eye. You get to, like, you know, Detroit because that's the layover spot. And you're like, fuck, why am I here for 18 hours? I'm about to go back to LA now.
Oh, yeah, that's the caveat. The layover city has the exact opposite weather of where you were going. Ooh. So you were going to Hawaii, so you have nothing but shorts, but you landed in British Columbia, Canada.
I'm staying in the airport. I ain't going nowhere.
What airline is this?
This is definitely Spirit.
Listen. If I'm flying on Delta, I ain't got no worries. I could either go out to the city, hang with my people, do some shit, or I could just crash in the lounge. The lounge got everything I need, Wi-Fi, food, drinks. They got little offices you can rent out. They got showers. They got everything I need.
You can sleep there?
Huh?
You can sleep there?
Yeah, they got couches and chairs and shit like that, but you can also take a shower.
Why not, Pat? There's going to be a security like, hey, wake your ass up.
I mean, I wouldn't want to sleep with my bags around me. Like, I always, like, you know, wrap them around me somewhere.
That's the most secure place that you can sleep with your bags around.
That's
you.
True.
Is in the Sky Lounge.
Yeah.
A Sky Club. Yeah. That's the best place
LA,
to do
they
it.
They got nice showers and it's so pretty. Mm-hmm.
Wait, I never noticed the showers. They got showers in there?
They got showers. Some of them do. Not all of them, but some of the major ones they do.
But you
have.
Say the one at LAX does?
The big one in LAX, they got the showers. I was in there like, ooh, this is nice. I'll stay here. They got tacos and everything up in there.
I love
airport tacos.
The one in LAX, the new one too, like they have a patio.
Yeah,
behind the bar, so you can go outside and let them see the planes taking off and landing while you eat your food and take your drinks and all that. Yeah. It's legit, bro.
It'd be folks in there too.
Oh, yeah. I know when you talk about, they got two bars too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, because they run across from each other across that little bridge.
I don't know what the only one I ever seen. I thought the one that we went to when we were traveling with Bilu. It looked like a wedding in there. It was like, it was just super normal. It was like a little bar.
Nah, there's another one, Pat. That one we went to ain't nothing like the new one they put up.
Oh, that one closed too, I think. Yeah. I think they closed the other two because they were across from each other. Yes. Those two closed. It's one new big one. Like when you're making your way to the terminal now, it's a brand new big one. That shit.
Yeah,
I go up there to get to it. Oh, yeah.
Yep. That joint fly. I was in there and I took all the snacks. You could take all the snacks with you on the plane.
Make your own coffee. You'll be a barista. They put the apron on you. You get all that shit.
Wait, they gonna do what, nigga?
I hate that whole, like, you can do it yourself marketing ploy. Like,
yeah, I don't like that.
Make it all your own.
Bartenders, make my shit. Oh,
shit.
I'll stay in the airport.
Why are you so quiet, bro?
Because, no, yes, for sure. I'm a whore when it comes to airlines. Whatever is cheapest, I'm going with that. So don't owe me, nigga. Don't owe me.
You got so, airline look, STDs.
Look, when it comes to airlines,
I fly with anybody.
It is fast food. It is what it is. Whatever is around me, I find something to eat. Oh, we going here. Like, no, I don't tell people I eat Taco Bell every day.
I did that shit for years, bro, until I found out it ends up cheaper in the long run to just go with one person.
You get better. Discounts, you get more points. Those points can, I've got so many flights for free on just my points. Upgrades are better. Anytime Kev, his travel agent, books our flights, like soon as the email comes through that my flights have been booked, I get another email saying you've been bumped up to Comfort Plus or First Class, because he already gets Comfort, but immediately, and it's because of the points that I've accrued over the time. So
yeah,
it's better to go with one or two good ones.
Wait, they automatically bump you up? They charge your points automatically? They don't ask you?
No, it's free. It's free for the upgrade, depending on what level you are. I'm diamond, so they will always automatically bump me up to first class if it's available.
Yeah.
Now that I'm on tour, the flight is close enough, they'll automatically bump you up because they have so many designated seats for upgrades when it comes to like first class and comfort, and for what is it?
But
when you go home for the funeral, bereavement. They only sell so many seats on each plane or each flight for bereavement flights. So like they'll give you a discounted rate for that ticket if it's available. So let's say it's a big flight going to like the Midwest, like St. Louis or something like that. That flight might have 3 bereavement tickets on it or 4 bereavement tickets on it. But by the time you call, if you're not one of the top 4 or the first 4, then you won't be able to get it.
Hey, yeah, man, your family is dying every week, man. Yeah, that's crazy. Going to Hawaii, going to Dubai. Yeah, they be dying out there, man. You going to Miami? Are you going to Essence Fest? My uncle died there, too.
I just collected all my points to her. I'd be like, run me my points. Soon as they book my flight, I'd be like, what's the points?
Lulu, when you do the when you call them niggas to like organize some stuff, when you bring up that points number, they act different. They be like, no, you gotta pay the extra. You be like, you should probably look at my rewards. They look at that number, they're like, okay, fine, you don't have to pay the fee. That's what I thought. I figured you see it my way.
Listen, yeah, nigga, those points add up. I get 3 free bags on Delta up to 70 pounds each.
Yeah.
So that comes in handy with the merch, nigga, because you know that merch be clowning.
I'm gonna see what that Spirit, that Spirit looking like right now. Let's see if I'm sure Spirit got that same sort of deal.
They don't.
Look it up real quick. Let me look it up.
Airline merch.
Yeah, no, I have American.
Does Spirit have first class?
No.
They have, look up, somebody, I asked that online. Somebody said they just have shotgun.
Like, hey, come on up here. You can push the buttons with your boy. I'm the pilot.
I got American Airlines, JetBlue, Delta, and that's it. Those are only real 3 I fly.
How is JetBlue? I haven't flown it since it came out.
They don't have JetBlue first class either. It's an economy class as well.
Yeah. I like, when we're flying, when I'm on tour with Chris D'Elia, when we find quick states to state, we'll use JetBlue.
Yeah.
Besides that, he like Delta. So I'll be like, yes, Delta.
Delta and United are the best. United just has so many different levels when it comes, not levels, but like,
fuck United.
Like seating areas, is like, it's not just first class or business. And then comfort, and it's like business plus, business diamond plus, or double plus, and then comfort double plus. It's like, bro, it's too much, and they charge you for each one. It's never, it's so bad.
This seatbelt is made out of copper. These seatbelts is made out of iron. So if you get the plus, 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 you get 2 cup holders.
It's tough, bro. I hate America too. American don't give a shit about you on their flight. American cancel the flight. American gonna cancel the flight, goddamn me, while you're boarding the flight. They're like, yo, you can't come on.
It'll be just a guy who grabs your chest and puts you there.
Yeah, like, we changed our mind, my nigga. We actually, we did the train real quick.
That's why I had that 19-hour layover, because of fucking American, man.
I fucking hate America.
I left Jamaica mad happy, like, eh. And I was talking shit at the time because Nick Carthan and Carmen, we had went to Jamaica, and they was flying Spirit, and I was talking shit. And I was like, whatever. And then they got home 20 hours before me.
Nigga, one boy. Spirit gonna make the flight. They gonna need a jump. You gonna have to get another plane. Plane jumper cables, but they gonna make it.
I was talking so much shit, and they was dumb home. They was like, when I was still at the airport, they was like, we home, let us know if you make it. Right.
Do y'all understand how spoiled we are? We are mad because the flights are delayed. It's a matter of life and death. And we upset like this. Hey man, the weather is bad. We don't have no pilots, man. Fuck that, man. Yeah. I need to be in LA.
But we still want to get where we want to go.
You goddamn right, Dion, we're spoiled. Because look, that what storm. Technology is. You can't say no shit like this. You say some shit like this when planes were first created, nigga. Y'all got it down pat now.
Yeah, I got no backup pilots.
You want an umbrella? Airplane?
Spirit does not care about that goddamn weather delay. Okay, they're like thunderstorm, hurricane. Man, we can get through that.
We'll make it.
They got Denzel.
Why did with you the, sound like this?
That's him flying to the tornado. They got Denzel drunk driving the plane. They don't give a shit.
A storm for Spirit just means that they actually gonna wear their seatbelts, nigga. That's all.
How hard is that? I want to become a pilot. They probably
you fill out the application for Spirit. You ain't got to do no training or nothing.
They hire. Yeah.
You get on YouTube.
Got a license. You got a driver's license.
Yeah.
You're good, maybe with Spirit.
Yeah. Hold on. If she got a license, that's bad. You cannot have a license when it comes to Spirit. They want you raw.
Nah, we'll teach you. Don't do all that flight school stuff.
Welcome to Spirit. Well, we'll teach you how to fly.
You them think it's a simulation? It's a real ass flight. You think it's a simulation, but it's a real ass flight. You're like, wait a second. I have people behind me this entire time.
Well, man, we glad you got it right, bro.
Course one, skydiving. Well, I gotta learn how to skydive. Trust us.
That's how we land here at Spirit. Everybody's for themselves.
Hey, all the questions are like, how reckless have you lived life? Like, have you ever driven home drunk? You're like, yes, perfect.
How fast can you fly?
Let's put it to a vote, man. Y'all staying on this 19-hour delay, or y'all rather lose your luggage and get to where you're going?
The delay.
Layover.
Yeah,
let me get that delay.
In a fun city?
I go to delay as well. Look like it's unanimous for the delay. We're going to jump into this next topic right after this.
I got two phones, one for the... Well, if you know, you know. If you know the song, you know the song. I ain't got to finish singing it. Listen, this so y'all can see is real, all right? I just called. This is my business phone I just got with Mint Mobile. All right, so it's calling Tata. Bat phone right there. I always wanted a second line, but I didn't want to pay the extra money with Verizon. So I was like, I'm just not going to do it, even though I really needed a business phone. So when Mint Mobile hit me up, I was like, hey, our line started at just $15 a month. I was like, shut up. I was like, no, for real. And if you wanted to keep your number, you can keep your number. If you wanted to keep your device, you can keep your device. And we have all the same data plans that all of our competitors have. And I was like, there's no way the service is that good. But guys, let me tell you something. On and off the Wi-Fi, the data is fast. The calls are crisp. The text messages come through. There is no lagging at all with Mint Mobile. And I was like, well, it has to be something. I'm just waiting for them to pull the rug out of what is the catch? There always is a catch, but there's no catch. The catch is they don't have physical locations, physical retail stores, so they're able to save money. And by saving that money, they get to pass those savings on to you. $15 a month? $15 a month. Who don't want to pay that for cellular service? I know I do, and that's why I got my bat phone, because I needed another line, and I didn't want to pay all of that extra money. And you still get all the same perks, okay? If you want to get a family plan, it comes with two lines. It starts with two lines, okay? You still get unlimited talk and text. You get high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're going to get all the same bells and whistles that you would get with these expensive companies, but you get to save the money. I love that. Okay, so if you love that, you want to start saving some money, you want to get you a bat phone or a business line or whatever it may be, get a family plan going. You want to keep your phone, you want to keep your phone number. This is what you do. Go to mintmobile.com/squad. You're going to get everything delivered to your door. Okay, plan starting at just $15 a month. $15 a month. I spend more on lunch than $15 a month. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is a godsend. Don't block your blessing, okay? Go to mintmobile.com/squad today and start paying $15 a month for premium cellular service.
Next topic is, would you rather be a police officer versus a teacher? And not just any teacher, middle school.
Oh, ooh. Okay. Well, they figuring it out.
And that shit was horrible. I almost like choked up a kid, like for real, for how to quit. Because right. I almost yoked up a kid in class. And
damn.
Yeah.
Only one of these choices can hit kids. Damn.
You're either choosing a job where everyone hates you, or you're choosing a job where you hate everyone. Like, that is, those are the options with this one.
Can you get fired? I mean, I would choose a cop. And just be slow on everything arriving. They'd be like, where's Dion at? I was like, what? It's a shootout and it's in the back, like. I came as soon as I heard. Nigga, we saw your GPS. we got your dad's cam hiding in the alley.
Oh, I don't know what it is, but like even when I see younger cops, like people our age or even younger, like in their 20s, I still be seeing cops and I still be like,
this is the life you chose.
So, and I know everybody's not like that, but I just be looking at them like, you just do whatever white folks tell you. You just pulling black people over for no reason and beating old ladies.
I'm trying to change the culture. I'm the one that's going to be... He lying his ass off.
See, that's why I did a series called Hood Cops, because I did like how I would be if I was a cop. And if I was a cop, I'd just be like hanging out with the homies and like letting people run away, do crimes. And,
getting fired.
That's my opinion. I can't arrest the homies. Like if you're just doing a little steal, like you can't get your steal on, man.
That's why I couldn't be a cop. I'd be feeling bad for the criminals and shit, and I'd just be letting people get away and shit.
Yeah, I'd be like,
put the Panasonic down, man.
I'm arresting niggas that steal. If you just doing drugs, I'll let you ride. But if you steal it, it depends on who you steal it from.
You stealing from me?
Yeah, what's the situation?
Yeah, are you still, if you're stealing from people, like if you an Amazon package stealing nigga, you're going to fucking jail.
Oh yeah, right. Put them under that. I hate those motherfuckers, bro. They put them next to the murderers. People that steal boxes and shit like this, put them under. I'm talking
like,
about.
Catch somebody stealing some Amazon packages, like that's a win.
Have y'all seen the glitter bomb? The glitter bomb?
Yeah. Oh my God.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
Pat, have you seen this guy?
Oh, bro, it's a person makes, glitter bombs?
He makes boxes. And basically, like he'll use like a Air Home, like the Apple Air speaker. He'll make a box and he'll put that on top, or that's the outside cover. But inside of the box, he has four phones so he can see every direction, and then it just uploads to the cloud. But there's an explosion of glitter as soon as you take it off. There's this fist that comes up so you can't put the lid back on the box. And then a siren goes off, and then a fart gas comes out, and then it's another round of glitter. Nigga, yes. Amazing.
For all the people that you are trying to steal packages.
Uh-uh. Oh my God. Bro, the glitter comes up, and this little boy goes.
Okay. He be trying to get all the people that be stealing packages, Pat. So all those people that be stealing packages off your front porch. And he be like, this motherfucker. Yeah, that's
what and then the fart gas comes out after it's a delay. You think the box is done. And then the fart gas come out.
It's a countdown for it too. He does a countdown for the gas. I wish it was something that stained or shit. Like Like, he can't do nothing, obviously, that would kill him, like acid or no shit. Like, the glitter is just like a major inconvenience. But I'd be like, nah, get the ass with some glow-in-the-dark paint that thieves are only known for. Like, shit like that.
Do they get it? Do they get it off? They can't get it off, right? You can.
No, probably... glitter bombs is... Glitter anything is a problem.
Right.
Let me tell you something. 3 o'clock in the morning, I thought it was a good idea for me to sneak some Fruity Pebbles, and I spilled the entire bowl of Fruity Pebbles. All right? On my carpet.
Why were you?
There's no. Hey man, I say I tried to sneak.
Too
man, let
big
me
to be
nigga.
Sneaking.
Why? Oh yeah. Oh
man,
no.
Yo, stop, man. Stay in the subject. All right.
Who is checking you in the house? Like, hey, DL, you eat too much Fruity Pebbles. I'm tired
because
of eating.
Because I shouldn't be eating Fruity Pebbles at 3 a.m. I woke up.
So you woke up out of your sleep, hungry.
Fruity Pebbles, milk, and Fruity Pebbles on my carpet. There's no easy way to clean that.
But wait, so you woke up out of your sleep like, I want some Fruity Pebbles. I
mean, it was a joke. Like,
just for clarity, Dion, pause. Because you woke up desiring Fruity Pebbles.
I need some motherfucking Fruity Pebbles.
That's how I talk. That's how I talk. That's what we do.
You asleep, you was like, oh, bitch, I want some Pebbles.
Wait.
But listen, you don't want a regular size bowl either. Because if it's a certain time, you're not gonna get a regular size. It was a big ass cake bowl.
One trip. I'm not doubling up. I'm not
with
doubling
the big
up.
Spoon.
The wooden spoon.
Hey, that's Dion's new album, Midnight Pebbles.
Midnight Pebbles? That's the album he's working on.
Why
right
are they
now?
Trying to sneak with the high knees?
Midnight
Ooh,
Pebbles.
Bitch, I want some pebbles.
It's
Ooh,
a Midnight bitch. Pebbles.
That's why this room all purple. This is the pebble room.
It is below his camera right now.
All the Fruity Pebbles have been spilled on the light. And he forgot to clean it. Like, fuck it, so keep it away.
Dale, baby, this girl in the back next to Dion, she's featured on the album right next to you.
Angel Baby.
Yeah, Angel Baby, she's definitely on the album.
Hey, Dion makes it with chocolate milk. That's the appeal. It's like Midnight Pebbles. You pour chocolate milk into the
Hey, high key?
You've done that before?
Cocoa Pebbles with chocolate milk?
You've done that before?
Yes,
you thinking about doing it?
That shit is fire.
Wait, you already sugar. Done it, BT? You've done it before? Or are you thinking about doing it?
Yes.
I don't know what that gets. The question.
Chocolate milk, cocoa pepper, bro.
Okay. I think it's gonna hit.
Nah. No way.
I don't even like this. Cocoa milk ain't even real milk.
You know how
chocolate almond milk.
The sugary, how sugary the milk gets after Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
With cocoa pebbles. With cocoa pebbles.
No.
Chocolate milk with cocoa pebbles.
That's still gonna be cause... hella sweet.
You're drinking diabetes.
It's cereal, nigga.
You ruined it, BT, man. Fuck.
I'm no
high knee. When you have it too, you gotta tip.
I'm sorry, T. I gotta go, man. BT fucked us up, man.
Are you gonna go get more Fruity Pebbles?
We're gonna go get some
low-key chocolate milk with cocoa pebbles.
I'm gonna go
sounds
get some
good.
Pebbles, bitch.
Fruity Pebbles. It's midnight somewhere. I'm getting my midnight pebbles now.
Every time it's like 3 a.m, I'm just thinking about Dion. It's about that time.
Dion's in the kitchen singing so anxious to the Fruity Pebbles.
Where you been?
To get my message.
Look at this nigga's face.
Hey, I could just imagine turning on the lights and seeing
Dion there. Hey, Tahir, I didn't sign up for this. I can't wait here.
I just want to see the tiptoe.
You know, this is a joke that we didn't even create. You gave this to us.
You can't. Internet, we need pictures. We need you to draw a picture of Dion with the Fruity Pebbles.
I just want to see his face looking at the box of Fruity Pebbles like, ooh, bitch.
No,
The point is, I dropped it. The light just turned on. The punchline is I dropped it. Y'all keep focusing on the
foot. Gotta be up too. Like,
forget that he dropped it. Just be let him get caught. I like him getting caught more.
I like him getting caught more.
It involves more people. Hey, Dion's gonna mess around and get a cereal brand.
Arms folded, that's funny. Get a cereal brand.
He's gonna get a cereal deal.
We gotta lean into it. Get some bumper stickers that say, ooh, bitch.
The slogan can be caught lacking, and it's him caught.
Come on, man.
Midnight Pebbles, caught lacking.
I wish we could reach out to Zoom and say, I'm getting bullied, man.
Pat, when the album come on and it tag, you go, serial killer.
I see the commercial already.
Ooh, bitch, I need some milk.
Let's go to the next topic.
Oh, bitch.
David, what's the next topic?
Ooh, Mom, why don't I have any more pebbles? She looks at Dion.
for Fruity Pebbles.
You found out Dion got arrested for breaking the people's houses doing this? It's not just
his house. Oh, that's even better.
and I get the glitter bomb on me and the Fruity Pebbles.
We don't even know what the rest of his story was.
No, tell us the story, Dion.
I said it.
He dropped it.
What happened? The whole point of this.
I mean, fuck all that. Pebbles, nigga.
I come up crying.
He dropped it. He dropped the cereal.
Let me finish the story, BG.
Bowl with a big spoon.
This is my therapy.
And then when he dropped it, somebody upstairs heard him and they were like, who's that downstairs? And he was like, who's in my house?
Oh, that's
funny.
Oh. What was the question?
Cereal. Oh, shit.
Oh.
Give me the teacher. I could try to make a difference.
I mean, they both probably make the same amount of money.
Damn.
Right.
Cops want to make more.
Life is more in danger.
Cops make more.
Yeah, I don't like the hours.
You have to do less schooling as a cop. You do less schooling and training as a cop than you do as a barber.
Yeah, but the hours of being a police officer, I don't want the night shift. I don't want the weird weekend hours. At least with the teacher, you off on the weekends. I'm done at like 5 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Mom, I don't like them kids though.
Yeah,
you're responsible for a lot of people's lives, man.
You get like you that. If you're a teacher, you get the summers off, you get weekends off, but the bread though.
The bread is trash.
Yeah, the bread is bad. I mean, at least if I'm a cop, I can steal drug dealer money. You know
what
I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to be the popo hoe.
Somebody could bribe me. Like you could bribe, I'm bribable.
And I never heard of a cop getting fired for not doing nothing though, as in like you didn't show up.
Like you can show up and just not do no work.
Right? No, I'm just as in like yeah. They say, hey, Dion, go to 445 Cannon Road. You were like, I didn't hear you, boss. I didn't hear the call.
I didn't hear the dispatch. You can get in trouble on the job like Dion said, not showing up or showing up late or not stopping enough people. You're not getting your quota. Then they put you on desk duty. Now all you gotta do is just stay inside anyway. You ain't even gotta go outside.
Yeah, coffee break, smoke break.
I'm gonna tell you where Tahir messed up. When you said it was middle school, like if it was college professor, then I'm like, okay, cool. Then
these are adults. You know
what world are you a college professor? The wizard does not give PhDs? What the hell?
Them damn scarves.
Not
you got scarves, don't mean you're a professor. I thought thought you meant a college
professor. I hate this nigga. So, this nigga say, I hate that you got mad like, nigga.
College. What college?
You? Yeah, me.
This would be Candyland University.
I'm Mr. Kingsley, and this is Chocolates 101. Basically, you eat it. Nah, you all got age, you guys. 205, intense ramen. You got noodle soups, all right? We got noodle soups.
What's it called to hear? What's it called to hear? Madhacharya? What do you call it to hear?
Maturian. I don't know what BP be saying, bro.
Third child, baby.
Maturian.
Maturian candidate.
We got the pink, we got the blue, we got the red. What's the flavor, sir? What's the flavor?
We on shrimps. The shrimp flavor is the pink one. Fair y'all. Break out your textbooks to shrimp.
Break out your textbooks to shrimp.
I'm teaching one-on-one brisket studies if you guys want to.
That's to his department. He's the coach.
Hey, don't bring me this shit. Don't bring me this shit.
One-on-one short rib lessons. On,
no, to one thing you get in the university. Time.
Don't bring me in this shit. That's that nigga.
The right hair teaches brisket.
Barbecue 205. It's not barbecuing if it ain't no sauce.
Scarves and noodle soups.
Hey, bro, how you feel about that shit? You know how I feel about
Pat, it. Pat teaches that would be your class. Listen.
Pat teaches marsupials.
That nigga minored in cheese plates.
His dissertation was on charcuterie boards.
Yeah, my thesis is on meats. Meats you can add, meats you shouldn't.
Minor in cheese,
bro. All right, let's put it to a vote, man. What we doing?
Our professor. This guy.
I'm gonna be a teacher.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a hated cop.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a cop. I've been a teacher. And that shit suck.
You kind of look like a cop.
I can't do middle school, bro. I'm the police.
I thought I'd be a good undercover.
Like a mean cop.
I'd be like a mean cool cop.
I'd be like, oh, there go Officer Gonzalez. They're like, all right, niggas, break this shit up.
Is that my
rough
stick?
Niggas up.
Is that my? What am I, not a London cop? Like, see?
You have a chain?
I came over here to check out the peas and the food, bro.
Bro.
Peas and the food.
The peas and the food, bro. I never got to sell them, bro.
With that top, man.
We're gonna jump right into this last topic after this.
The nights are getting longer, but the breeze isn't the only thing that's getting stiff. That's right. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, look, we all know that confidence can take you far in life. That's especially true in the bedroom, especially when it's time to step up to that plate and knock it down. That's where Blue Chew comes in. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets and at the fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever the opportunity arises. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part is all done online, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the U.S. and prepared and shipped directly to your door in a discreet package. With Blue Chew, men everywhere are excited to see the postman because when your package arrives, your package has arrived. So if you can benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, chew it and throw it. Have better sex. We've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code SQUAD at checkout. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code SQUAD to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Next topic of the day we have, would you rather produce a movie versus produce an album? Now, with this, you have unlimited budget. You can get the script finalized. You can get the actors you want. You can make it happen. Or would you rather produce a fire-ass album, work with all the artists you want, work with the producers and the engineers and the DJs that you want? Which one are you doing?
Wait, is it, am I in it?
You can be in it, but you won't be like the star, but you could be in it.
Both of these are gonna be classics, right?
You hope so. that's what you like, would you? Basically, you're betting on would I produce a better movie or would I produce a better album?
And what resources do you have?
Unlimited funds, nigga. You're Bruce Wayne.
For both?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Oh, movie then.
I don't know, bro.
I think I'm doing that album.
I think I might be on that album.
How much money? Movie because I'm going to get more time. Like, if I put Denzel, Leonardo DiCaprio, Robert Downey Jr., all of them in one movie, I'm going to drag this production out.
That shit still can flop.
Same with music, though.
And you can have a soundtrack with music on it.
if you won't be in charge of that, though. That's the thing.
A lot of these artists won't even be in the same place. So you could ask Jay-Z for 16. He's not going to be there. He could send that email and send you the bars. They don't even be in the same studio no more. And that's I'm not going to get no quality time with none of these artists. Y'all just going to send me to draw? No, I'm going to do the movie. We're going to hang out. I'm going to chill with Denzel, get some gems. Like, I'm going to have a supporting character role. So I don't got to be the lead. I get to be there every day. Man, I'm going with that movie.
I'm sure. Okay, wait. Taylor, let me ask again. Am I just the overseer or am I involved? Because you that are like, changes things.
What's buddy name that made those compilations?
Like DJ Khaled?
Nah, what's the one that did, I guess like Khaled or like Calvin Harris, like that.
That's the thing with music. I feel like you can't just really throw money at it. I feel like all the albums that I consider classic are cohesive, made by like one artist and one producer or like a couple features. I feel like throwing money at it and getting all the best people together, you could still get some weak shit. Whereas a movie budget, like having a lot of money does mean a lot. Obviously you're still gonna need to put the art into it, but I feel like Lulu said, you can have an all-star cast, you can have the best writers and stuff like that. And I feel like putting all that together to me is easier to make a classic than just throwing like all the best artists together.
But Pat, think about the artist that you like the most, right? And then being able to collab them with a producer you feel like that they should be with, but they just ain't with. You'd be like, man, if I was able to put these two people in a room, I know I would get something.
Right, but you could also be proven wrong and you can't do anything about it. They could make the song and all you could do is be like, all right, do I offend them and say, make another song and they might not do it? Or, so now it's just like, make a song until I like it and then it's exactly what I...
Yes!
And it's exactly what I dreamed of.
I'm going full Dre. That's what Dre do.
But that's
if
what
I
I'm
got
saying. Unlimited some people budgets, might...
Y'all gonna try it again.
But that's the thing. A lot of times, the artists don't even show up in the same room. Y'all don't got the same vibe. They might have said, hey, man, I'm in Hawaii, and I'm going to email you this fucking bars. Bye.
Unlimited funds.
Unlimited budget, though, yeah.
That don't mean
I'm paying you $10 billion. You're talking to
people who got unlimited funds, too.
No, I got, I'm paying you.
They don't care about your little-ass project.
Listen, Lou, let me ask you this. So a producer calls you, like, hey, I'm working with such and such, got your information, such and such. I'm producing this album. I'm out in the Maldives. for the next month and a half. Come out here. I'll send a plane for you. I take care of your time while you're here. I just need this hot 16 from you in the next week. What artist is gonna turn that down? They said, I'm gonna give you a meal for the verse.
I'll come to Maldives for the week and then I'm gone. Why gotta go for a month?
A lot. Listen, I'm
saying the producer's gonna be out there for the month. He's saying he's out there for a month. And he's saying, I'm gonna just fly you out. I need the verse in a week. You can stay the whole week, even if you get the verse done in the first day, it don't matter. And I'm paying you a million for the verse. You think what rap nigga ain't gonna take that?
Yeah, it ain't about the rap, man. Versus me having an all-star cast, people I've dreamed of acting with around and being in the same movie with, that is gonna be a classic and it has longevity.
You hope it's gonna be a classic. You hope it's gonna be a classic.
It will. You think I'm gonna produce something that's not gonna be a classic?
But also, it's not about the money. It's not about the money, man. You think as long as they've been around, the two hottest women in the game right now, Beyonce and Rihanna, they ain't never had a song together. I'm sure somebody said, hey, I'm willing to pay for this. I need y'all to see have a song together.
No, it's gonna be tight.
They're on two different record labels, and the only thing that makes record labels move is money. So he said unlimited access. Beyonce, I'm gonna pay your record label and you $1 billion to do the song Rihanna.
You could still get an okay song.
And it'll be trash.
That's okay. It doesn't matter as long as I like it.
No, it could be trash to you. That's the thing. You get less return. I feel like with the movie,
y'all gotta do it again. Get back in there.
Yeah, I could even if I have a movie.
You tell Beyonce and Rihanna, get back in there.
Yes, Stevie Wonder is waiting.
It's in the contract.
Stevie Wonder's waiting.
Stevie Wonder wrote the song.
He's like, Beyonce, and Rihanna.
And Timbaland did the beat.
Did they leave? Beyonce.
They just in there quiet. In there.
Stevie's in there. He's asking about you.
Too soon,
I just feel
man.
Like if I have a movie and I have an unlimited budget, I can get Denzel to do exactly what you want him to do. You can get him to do the scenes exactly. And like Dion said, you can get artists to make a fire soundtrack.
You're not the director. You're just the producer.
Well, so? Unlimited funds, right? So I can
But you put it
on the set.
You try to get Denzel to do the line how you want him to, and you're not a director, and he's
here's
still
the thing. Denzel gonna do the line how I need him to do, not how I want him to do. He
you're
gonna,
not the you're guarantee. Not the director.
He
you're
gonna
not
give
the,
it to me.
You're not the director. You
it
are
don't
the
matter.
Director.
He love what he do.
Wait. If that's the case, then you have to add that to the music example, which means you can't have any creative say on the Rihanna and Beyonce song.
No, the producer has creative booth. Say. A music producer has creative say.
Well, then we have creative say in both.
Stay in the booth.
We have to have creative say in both.
You a producer?
If we're the executive producer of a movie, we damn sure have creative say. Yes, we
what
do. What you mean? The people who's paying for it, they can't be like, this ain't good enough?
Yeah, no, they can't.
Yes, they can.
That happens all the time. Only in television and in Marvel movies do the producer get that much say. It's normally the director's vision.
Right. But he still has to appease who's paying for it.
Correct.
So
that's how you get
the most expensive album.
The people that paid for the movies let this nigga go on his vision. He came back and they was like, nope, scrap it.
Yeah, they could do that.
I think what you guys are missing is my album's gonna have 30 songs on it. That's gonna be a quadruple
problem.
If you said that, five of them was trash.
In 2022, nobody listens to that. Everybody said Kendrick Lamar had a classic album. People listened to that for 3 weeks. So it's great.
Okay.
But people they don't stick with albums that long no more.
That's not true. Wait. To be fair, Good Kid, Mad City is one of the longest running hip hop albums on the chart. It's still on there.
It's still on the charts right now.
Yeah.
And damn, I think it's on there.
Because this is what I'm thinking.
But he didn't have a lot of features on that album. It was just him.
If I get to be involved in the album, nigga, I only need one of these songs to be great. I can tour that forever.
You could eat off of this movie forever if it works.
Can you?
Yeah.
How not? You don't think... You don't think if I dropped Avatar, I would get more opportunities? You think my phone would be ringing after Avatar?
Maybe, or maybe people just called you because you had this big budget. I'm saying if the song is Smile, bitch, you get to tour that for the rest of your life.
It doesn't have the same. I mean, if anything, you should be trying to flip it into another album, which is what I'm thinking about. This movie should be big enough where I would
franchise.
Yeah, right. Y'all get one movie and then you done, bro.
No, man. Like you said, I would flip it into a franchise.
I would try to make the Fast and Furious and be like, I could do this 30 more times.
A big ass cliffhanger, like, oh, this nigga's still alive, and then, like, oh, you want some more?
It's like,
I know when the first time I saw Equalizer, I was like, oh, this is a one and done. Now they got Equalizer 3. There's an Equalizer with Queen Latifah. You don't ever know how this shit gonna happen. You never know how it's gonna go.
Is there really one with Queen Latifah?
That's a TV show. Don't look it up, Pat.
The Equalizer was Denzel Washington, right?
I know, but then they made a female version and they put Queen Latifah as the Equalizer on CBS.
Anytime Pat do the next stretch, he's like, this is some bullshit. And then he go to look it.
Yeah, she was running away from an explosion, Pat.
Running is a stretch. Don't talk about my girl Dana Owens, man.
She was swiftly getting away.
Look at the first episode on the bike scene.
I told you. And there's an Equalizer 3 coming out with Denzel. I don't think she's in it. She's not in it. I hope not. But there's an Equalizer 3. Denzel's doing Equalizer 3. So that was a one movie that people thought was a one and done. And now they got a fucking franchise.
It should have been a one and done.
It should have. But
the second one just almost ruined it for me.
Well, there's going to be a third one to fix that shit.
Listen, if I get to be the helm of if it's a Marvel movie, then okay, cool. But if it's just a random ass movie and I got to come up with all this shit from scratch and I got to be in this project, no, man. I think I might take this album, bro. All my favorite artists that I would like to see together at some point in time into a room, my favorite producers, is going to be
they're going to be angry as fuck. BT's forcing them to do these songs with these people that they don't want to be with.
$1 billion a verse.
I have unlimited resources.
You went from being a professor to now you just Bezos.
He said, I got unlimited resources. Unlimited resources on the film just mean a bunch of special effects.
That's not what that means.
It does. I mean, a bunch of special effects and a high-ass marketing budget and a bunch of stars.
These are artists, all right? Imagine if you was doing some stand-up comedy and then somebody was like, hey, man, I like that set. Get your ass back up there and do it again.
Yeah, but listen. What make you think the actors ain't artists? The actors gonna act the same way.
Right. They gonna be like, hey, man, that money ain't that much, man. Hey, no.
Bro, how many times do you think you could tell Jack Nicholson to do another take before he'd be like, hey, bro, that last take
was like Jay-Z, though. One take wonder. It's good. We gonna keep it pushing. He don't want to waste the moving people money. He's like, let's go. One take. I know my lines. Let's go.
Right. I don't know. Let's put it to a vote. What y'all gonna do? I'm going album. I'm just coming out the gate. I'm saying mine first. I'm going album.
Movie.
Why did you talking? You would say shit about albums.
I had already made up my mind. I want to have one before I let go or one of those type of classics.
Yeah, you only need to hit on one of these songs. Like if the whole album trash, but you get three songs out of it that are amazing, victory.
But what if it's a cult classic and it's not appreciated until like 2050?
That's what I'm saying.
It'd be like that sometimes. But I still would take it. If I know the album is good, I still would take that.
If you have
unlimited funds and resources, it's not about the money for you. It's more of a passion project with both.
Yes.
Exactly. You know what kind of passion I can make with $1 billion?
I'm going to put Artletics and Sade in a booth together. It's going to be crazy.
Sade ain't been in a booth in 20 years. She don't want to go there.
She got a new album.
She ain't been offered $1 billion a verse.
I feel like I heard somebody say she got a new album coming out.
Yes, she do. So according to BT's logic, he said all you need is one fire song and you have a classic album. So apparently Jackpot with Shingy is a classic.
First of all, there's more than one song on there. You're forgetting about Holiday Inn. But that was on
Powerballing.
Ooh. Why you know these cheeky verses like that? Why you
I pulled it up. Why he got embarrassed?
Yeah, the album don't have to be classic. Music you can like transcends time. Movies kind of date themselves after some point in time. Like Coming to America is amazing, but we saw what happened with Part Two. That's what happens when that Part Two come out. Your movie be too good. You got to wait for a long time for Part Two.
They waited way too long. That's all.
Don't Stop Believing is still touring. I only need one.
Terminator 2 is a classic, better than the first.
Okay? I know. We just saw Terminator 2. It's called Black Adam.
Oh boy.
Oh no. That was the movie.
No spoilers.
I ain't seen it yet either.
Let's just put it to a vote. Lou, what you
didn't like it?
Movies, man. Me and Denzel gonna be kicking it in the trailer, dropping gems.
You just want to hang out.
I do. What's the point? That's the point of making movies. Hang out with your friends.
Man, listen. Brand new Silk album. Feature Ari Lennox.
Silk the Shocker?
No, nigga.
Silk.
I'm bringing the Trackmasters back.
Bring back Silk the Shocker.
I'm gonna have Day 26 with Timberland.
Day 26! But only four of them gonna show up. The other two are beefing.
He's back. He's back in the group.
They're touring right now.
I'm going to the tour on the 27th.
Oh, where you going? I wanna go.
Come on.
BT gonna sell 30,000 units and he's gonna be sitting there like this.
This was a horrible mistake. He's gonna be sitting there like this, like,
I had unlimited resources. I'm gonna make
Dre finish the project. Dre, finish this album, bro. Call your wife back.
Drake ain't gonna promote it.
No,
he's not gonna promote it.
No, not Drake. Dre.
You gonna Dr. I'm gonna make.
I'm dropping the next Chronic album. I got all the money. Give me that goddamn album right now. It's already done.
Got old ass references in it. Got sidekick references and Blackberry references.
Y'all ain't ready for the corrupt Kendrick and fucking J. Cole.
You ain't either. You don't even know who you want on the album.
That's so crazy. I got unlimited budget.
Well, how about this? When it does well and they ask for when you doing a follow-up to that album, you gotta finance that shit.
Lil' Kim, Nicki Minaj,
they gonna be hitting you up like
a Lotto on one song.
Match that billion a verse.
Timberland on the beat.
Yeah, what happened to that billion a verse?
Yeah.
Pharrell, it's gonna be brand new. You look at the back of my album, it's gonna have produced by Pharrell. And it's gonna say Lil Wayne and Pusha T. You gonna be like, oh shit! Yeah.
How you gonna follow up? you gonna be like, it's for the exposure.
Yeah, yeah. Drake punch the album, bro. Mixed by 40666.
No chemistry.
666.
No chemistry at all.
Nope.
They just hey man, I was paid to do this.
Oh yeah, I'm here, so I don't get fined.
The album gonna be called Tension.
It's gonna be a like DJ Khaled album.
Yep.
Hey,
you're gonna be sitting there like this.
Oh, dude. I'm gonna say I want 48 bars, hoes.
Give him an odd number. I want 33.
Deion, what you going with?
Let's do movie.
Pat.
Movie. With the soundtrack.
All right. Well, look like the movies have it on that one, man. I'm sticking with the album. Me and BT finna make some fire shit happen.
I do want to be in that movie, though.
Nah.
What if our soundtrack outsells y'all album? They're like, bro, this is a classic.
I'm gonna start a rumor. If that shit happens.
Tim, Beanie Man, Robin Ranks, and Wizkid, one song. Produced by Timberland.
Oh, baby. Oh, and then you're gonna have to pay them to tour it. That's what's crazy.
Why is Timberland producing everything?
Everything. Yeah. Why is Timberland on every track? Anyway,
Kirk Franklin, Fred Hammond, produced by Timberland.
Another episode of Podcast Versus, man. Shout out to our special guest, BT Kingsley. And Dion Lag, we want to thank Lulu Gonzalez, Pet Cloud, up to hear more. Thank y'all so much for watching another episode. We'll see you next week.
112.
Podcast Versus Pot.
Produced by Timberland. Produced by Timberland.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.